Lord seems to another year.
Amen.
And we're a lot closer to going home to be with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We're closer this year than we were last year. Amen. And that's elementary. That ain't hard to figure out. But I tell you, and you look around, and somebody know more than what I do about what I fix to say, but you know, you look around and see everything that's happening, seem like there's sickness everywhere. You wonder if it's going to get any better. Any better. It may not get no better. I'm not sure. But you know, we stood here a while back, and I really enjoyed it. I was thinking about this morning when Brother Donald and us, we all went through. He went through Revelation. We studied all that. You see about all the judgments, the vials, and the bowls, and the trumpets and things that's sounding, and all them things that'll be happening upon the earth. Why, this year probably be a cakewalk, what that'll be. But I really believe, hey man, we're living a time that God's really trying to get folks' attention. Amen. That, amen, I'm still God this morning. Amen. How many knows He's still the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. He is still God. And amen. And He's still the Lord, and He's still on the throne. He's still in control. And He's got a better place waiting, amen, for them that love the Lord, them that's been called,
amen,
according to His purpose this morning. So I'm still looking up. I'm still looking up this morning, and been thinking. If you got your Bibles, I'm going to turn and read out of the book of Jonah this morning. God's had that on my heart for the last few weeks. And I was thinking about, you know, this new year. We come into a new year, 2022. I would have never thought to see 2022. Amen. And, you know, they made all these movies about 2010, 2012, and 20-something other. And, we've done gone past all them, you know, flying jet airplanes. And, amen, and they thought we'd be like the Jetsons by then, but probably been better off if we was like the Jetsons, I suppose. But all these things. But, you know, I was thinking today or this morning about, the new year and being brought into the new year, and everybody makes new year resolutions and all these things. But I was thinking about what Billy Graham said. They asked him, you know, he is older, been preaching. Ain't nobody preached to more people than Billy Graham did. Nobody on the face of the earth that preached, amen, to more people than Billy Graham did. Amen. We're living in a historic moment, times. But he said, they asked him, said, you know, what would he want to be remembered by? He said that it'd be more or less about me and more about the Lord this morning. And I thought, boy, that's exactly the way I feel this morning. Amen. Coming into a new year, amen, and folks making resolutions and things, you know, laying out plans for their life. Amen. I want my life to be more about Him than what is about what I want, Brother Rick. Amen. How many agree to that this morning?
Amen.
I want to be more about what the Lord is than what Robbie is this morning. Amen. That's my heart's desire, and that's my heart's prayer this morning. Amen. But I've had Jonah on my heart, I don't know, since even before Christmas time. This has just been on my heart. And Brother Eric, last week he was preaching there, and he touched off on it a little bit. Amen. Probably didn't realize it too much, but I thought, boy, that just stirred my heart even more. Amen. Because it's been on my heart. Amen. And how many knows about Jonah this morning?
Amen.
We all know about Jonah this morning. But I'm going to tell you something. Amen. I like to be about half the preacher that Jonah was. Amen. Jonah preached. Amen, Brother Morrison. Amen. 60-something thousand people turned their heart to the Lord. Yeah. Amen. He is some more preacher. Amen. We give him down the road, and rightfully so, but because of the way he went about it. But Jonah, no doubt, was a man of God. Amen.
Yeah.
He was a man of the Lord this morning, he was a man called of the Lord. But I want to preach this morning, amen, on Jonah just a little bit. And starting there at the first verse, going to read, maybe a little, quite a bit of reading, I don't know. But I certainly want to be led by the Spirit. But I want to preach, amen, about Jonah this morning. The Bible says in verse chapter 1 and verse 1, Jonah's found in the Old Testament, and amen, and he's considered one of the minor prophets, amen. You got your major prophets, which is Isaiah, amen, and Ezekiel, Jeremiah, in Daniel. Amen. Then there's what's considered the minor prophets. Amen. It's right toward the just the left side of Matthew, what's considered the minor prophets. But I don't know why they label them like that, because they're all prophets. Amen. Mm-hmm. With a word period this morning. But anyways, he's considered one of the minor prophets. And the Bible says in chapter 1 and verse 1, said, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. Amen. The Lord had looked down and seen Nineveh and seen how wicked of a place that it was. Amen. It was a cruel place. It was an evil place. Amen. Reports say that, amen, it's graphic how they was. Amen. They even tortured people by pulling the tongue out by the roots. Amen. That's how evil, amen, and how torturous this place was. And God said, it's come before me. Amen. It said, for the wickedness has come up from before me. Amen. God said, I'm going to judge, amen, Nineveh. Amen. They thought they had things going their way. And just like the world today, they think the judgment of God ain't real. Amen. But the judgment of God is real this morning. Amen. When the Lord says this morning, amen, I'll try, amen, this morning, the judgment, amen, I'll try the witness of man. God said, I'll do it. Amen. Make for sure God will try it this morning. We ain't getting by with nothing. I had a folks tell me and been visiting some people last week in the hospital. And amen. And some of them coming there, they said, Robbie said, the devil, amen, is coming right there with them this morning. It seemed like they get by with whatever they want to do. I said, well, they might hear, but there's coming a day they'll not get by this morning. Amen.
Right.
We look at folks today, it seems like they can get by with anything. Amen. They can go through the septic system and come out smelling like a rogue. Amen. But one day, amen, they'll stand before an almighty just God this morning. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, that's where Nineveh was at. Yeah, they're going to stand before the Lord and said, but Jonah, amen, and rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord and went down, amen, to Joppa. Amen. And I like that what Brother Eric brought out, and I've studied before. Amen. When he began, amen, to flee from the presence of the Lord, Brother Melvin, he began going down this morning. Amen. When folks depart from God, amen, they begin to go down. When America departs from the Lord, it begins to go down. What the biggest thing is, amen, is for folks to be reconciled back to the Lord this morning. Amen. To be reconciled back to the Lord. Amen. Are you listening this morning? Say amen.
Amen.
He said he went down to Joppa. Joppa's a place where now Tel Aviv is. Now it's been annexed, amen, to Tel Aviv. Amen. If you look at Tel Aviv, amen, that's part of Joppa. Amen. One of the largest cities, amen, in Israel. And Joppa means, amen, a beautiful place. Amen. That's what it means. It was a nice place. Amen. It was a beautiful place. And amen, he went down to that place. And you know the Bible says, talking about Lot, it said when him and Abraham departed and they separated one from another, the Bible says Lot pitched his tents toward, amen, toward the place this morning that was consumed by fire this morning. You know, pitched his Sodom and Gomorrah. Thank you, Brother Eric. Pitched his tent toward Sodom and Gomorrah this morning because the seed, it was well watered and it looked awful good this morning. Boy, I mean, they had the lush green grass and there's water creeks going all over the place and everything looked really good. Amen. But it was a place this morning, Brother Bill, that was separated from God this morning.
Right.
Amen. Amen. The world looks awful pretty sometimes. Amen. The world looks awful promising sometimes. The world this morning shows that it has its good times. And amen, and life don't get no better than this. Boy, they'll throw up the frosty mug and they'll say it don't get no better than this. But they never tell you what's behind the scenes. How many broken homes and broken lives. Amen, that it's called. They just show you the good times this morning. Amen. But it pulls. man. They've been talking to us. Robbie go up person. Say he needs prayer. Say he needs the Lord. Say he needs the Lord. Say he needs to pray. Amen. And I went up there and I went to see him last week. And amen, I known him. Amen. Him and his brothers taught me how to ride a bicycle. And amen. And he's a few years older than I am. But we know one another. Watch one another grow up. And amen. And all that. And I went up there to talk to him. And I said, Bill. Amen. His name's Bill this morning. I said, are you ready to meet the Lord? And I got humble with him. And I said, look. I said, you're going to the end of the way. I said, I'm going to be honest with you. Your organs are shutting down. I said, your kidneys, your liver, all that is shutting down. You're going to meet the Lord. Hey, man, are you ready to meet the Lord? A tear begins to come to his eyes. He said, Robbie, he said, this alcohol, amen, has got me. I said, yeah, it's got your body. I said, but the Lord can sing his song this morning. Amen. Amen. And then me and Roger went up there the next day. Amen. And talked with him and prayed with him some more. Amen. He sent a report. His daughter called and sent a report. He said, Robbie said he's amen. He said he called out the Lord. He said he's ready to go. He called some of his family and said, I want you to tell you. He said, I'm ready. Amen. I prayed. I'm ready to meet the Lord. Thank the Lord. Amen. But he said, Robbie, he said, hey, that old alcohol said it's got me. Amen. I said, yeah, that's what that it does. It takes you away from the Lord. Brother, it looks a lot good sometimes. Yeah. Amen. But brother, the Bible says in the end, amen, he stingeth like a scorpion and bites like an adder this morning. Amen. That's what it does this morning. It stings like a scorpion, bites like an adder. Amen. It's deadly. It's deadly poison this morning. Praise the Lord this morning. Amen. That's what that it does. Amen. The Bible says, who hath woe? Who hath wound without seed? Who hath sorrow? Who hath babblings?
That's right.
Who hath redness of eyes? Amen. They that tarry long, amen, at the wine, and amen, they that seek strong drink and mixed drinks, and amen, this morning he said, yet they'll seek it again. Boy, I'll tell you, brother, but he said, in the end, it bites like an adder this morning. That's what the word says, amen. That's what the Bible says. Praise the Lord this morning. Well, I didn't know I was going to get off on that, but I ain't taking it back because it's the truth. It's God's word. Amen. What God's word says. But Jonah began to go down when he fled the presence of the Lord. Boy, I'll tell you, if you begin to go down when you flee the presence of the Lord, the Bible says to draw nigh to me. He said, and I'll draw nigh to you this morning. Amen. He said, to seek the Lord while it is day, for night cometh, and no man, amen, will be able to call on the Lord this morning. Amen. We need the Lord when the days when we need Him. Amen. We need Him in the daytime. We need Him now. I'm glad I called on the Lord when I was a young man. Amen. I look back, Brother Marston, I think where I could have been at if it hadn't been for the Lord. Amen. I'd probably been right there on that bedside right there. I really don't believe I would have. I believe I would have done been gone this morning. Amen. I believe I would have done been gone. Amen. I really believe that. Amen. But he went down to Joppa. Amen. He went down to the pretty place. Amen. Went down to there. Well, it's good to go. Amen. We better go where God wants us at this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. He is our Lord. Amen. But he departed from the Lord. Amen. He went down to Joppa, but he found, amen, a ship going to Tarshish. And when he paid the fare thereof, and went down unto it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind and unto the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like unto be broken. I mean, it's about to tear the ship apart. Amen. I mean, things about to be broken up and tore apart this morning. Said then. Then the mariners were afraid and cried out every man unto his God, amen, to cast forth the wares that were in the ship unto the sea, and enlightened it of them. But Jonah was gone down unto the sides of the ship And he lay and was fast asleep this morning. He went down. He just kept going down, Brother Eric. Amen. Went down to the bottom. Went down to that ship and was fast asleep. You know what, folks, happens this morning a lot of times? Amen. When they flee the presence of the Lord, they just don't want to adhere to God's word. Right. They don't want to adhere to what would be true. They don't. The Bible says, "And believe a lie, amen, and be damned." This morning, I tell you, this morning, so I said, "Preacher, I wish you could preach on something a little bit more happy sometime." Boy, this will bring you to happy times, amen. But they went to go down and. Amen. He went down in the ship and he went down there and was fast asleep. Boy, you know, when you go down this morning, you begin to go to sleep on the Lord. Amen. Sleep on God. You know, I was thinking about that. And amen. And the Bible says that, you know, it's hard for us to stay up sometimes. Amen. During the night. It is me, anyways. Amen. Said Paul's a preaching one time. Amen. He kept on preaching. I don't know how long he was preaching. Boy, you talk about a long-winded fella. Paul was one. Amen. He preached so long, a fella fell out of the window one night. Amen. And they killed him. Amen. He went down and laid hands on him and raised him back up. Amen. But he fell asleep this morning. Amen. At the word of the Lord this morning. But Paul rose him up by the power of God this morning. Folks, I'll tell you this morning, it's a dangerous thing to fall asleep. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's a dangerous thing to fall asleep. He fell out and he fell out of the window and Paul went down there and laid hands on him. Amen. He prayed on him this morning. Amen. And I'll get back maybe that in a few minutes. But he went down into the side of the ship and was fast asleep. I mean, he is having him a snoring. He's kind of sawing logs. Amen. Wasn't aware, amen, of what all was going around him this morning. That's the way folks is today, seems like. Amen. They're not even aware, amen, of what things and dangers are all about them this morning. Amen. There's dangers all about us. Amen. I was talking to my cousin. I said, you know, I was talking about Bill. Amen, up there at the hospital. I said, you know, he's got staff there in his finger. I said, you know what? I called my cousin Casey up and I was telling her, I said, boy, I said, he's in bad shape. I said, his hands are messed up and his feet. And he said, he's got staff in that one finger right there. And she said, Rob, I said, you know, the things that causes that staff, said, it's all on our bodies. Amen. Every one of us. Amen. Kelly probably knows more about this than what I do. But them things and dangers are just all around us. And when we get wounded, amen, if we ain't careful, don't clean it out. Amen, it sets up infections and things. Amen, and it can cause staph and MRSA and all these things. And, amen, and but we've got things about us, amen, I mean, that are actually ready to waste us away and destroy us. It's just by the graces of God, amen, that we live and move and have our being today.
Yeah.
Amen. It's by the graces of God that we... Amen. Even live this morning. But he was fast asleep. Amen. Not aware of all the dangers. Amen's around him. Amen. We've got dangers all around us. We've got dangers, amen, even on our bodies. Amen. We've got dangers of car accidents. We've got dangers of plane crashes. We've got dangers of disease. We've got dangers of viruses. Amen. There's dangers in, amen, in other countries. Amen. Just waiting to come in and take us over. Amen. Don't be naive and think that they ain't this morning. Amen. Because they are. Amen. They hate America because of how America stands. And amen. But there's dangers all around us. Amen. And Jonah had all these dangers. He didn't know he's about to go under. And he is fast asleep this morning. Amen. On the Lord. When people go to depart from the Lord, amen, they begin to go down. They begin to fall asleep. They begin numb. Amen, at the things of the Lord this morning. He said, so, amen, in verse 6, the shipmaster came unto him and said unto him, what meanest thou, O sleeper? He said, arise and call upon thy God. Amen. If so be that God will think upon us that we perish not. Amen. I mean, this call on their Lord, but their Lord wouldn't hear it. Amen. But he said, call on your Lord. Amen. Call on your Lord. Amen. We need some help. This thing's about us, and amen, it's going to take us over unless something is done this morning. Unless something happens, amen, this ship is going down. Lord, one day I got on the right ship. I got on the gospel ship. The old ship of Zion, and it's going up this morning. Amen. 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 It's going up. I'm glad the old ship of Zion, brother, it's heading home one day after a while. Praise the Lord. One day I boarded that ship. Amen. It won't go down this morning. Amen. It's a ship that's going up. The Bible said, and they said everyone to his fellow, come and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil has come upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell, amen, upon Jonah. Amen. They're in despair. They're wanting to know what they needed to do. And the Bible says they began to cast lots, and amen. And he said, and they said, amen, unto him, tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil, amen, is upon us. What is thine occupation, and whence comest thou? And where, and what is thy country, and what is thy, and what people art thou? And Jonah said unto them, I am an Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which made the sea and the dry land. And the Bible says, and the men were exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, why hast thou done this? Amen. When they found out that it was the Lord, I believe they knew the gods that they served wasn't really no gods this morning. But when they found out that Jonah served the living God, amen, they knew this in some bad trouble. Amen. I'll tell you this morning, folks, you know, there are a lot of folks just serving a lot of things out there. Amen. A lot of little false gods this morning. Amen. But you get a genuine child of God, amen, living for the Lord, amen, people knows the difference in you. Amen. People knows the difference in you this morning. Amen. He said when they found out that he was a Hebrew, amen, he loved and he feared the Lord, amen, they were exceedingly afraid. Amen. And they said unto him, what shall we do unto thee? Amen. That the sea may be calm unto us. And he, for the sea was wrought and was with tempest. And he said unto them, take me up and cast me forth into the sea, so that they shall... so the sea should be calm unto you, for I know that for my sake is this great tempest, amen, come upon you this morning. Amen. He knew this morning that it was because, amen, that he feared the Lord this morning. Amen. And he knew that he was running from the Lord. Amen. He was running, amen, from God. I'm going to tell you something this morning. Amen. If you think this morning, amen, when folks get saved, amen, when they depart from the Lord, amen, from serving the Lord, and when they part from God, amen, from serving God this morning, not only does it affect themselves, amen, but it affects everybody about them this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Make no mistake about it. Amen. Think they're hurting themselves, amen, but it affects those around you. Amen. Every time this morning. Amen. They try to do everything. You can read on down. I'll not read all of it. I might read the last verse here in just a minute. Amen. But they done everything they could, amen, to try to help. Amen. I mean, they thought everything they had off the boat. Amen. But he's running from the Lord. Amen. You know what? Amen. I thank God. Amen. How many thanks the Lord for the chastisement of the Lord?
Amen.
He said, you know, my aunt Jess, she told me one time, said, Robbie said, the Lord must love you a lot. Said, you sure have got some good whoopings before. I said, yeah. I said, I sure have, and I thank God for every one of them this morning. Amen. Amen. I'll tell you, those that love their kids are going to correct their kids too. Amen. That's the way the Lord does us. Amen. He corrects us. If he loves us this morning, amen, he corrects us this morning. Amen. And if things is not going right, amen, for Robbie, you know what Robbie goes to do? Amen. I go to look and see what Robbie needs to do. Amen. I don't try to look and see what this and that and the other, amen, needs to do. I go to look at what Robbie wants to do. Amen. What Robbie thinks that, amen, what the Lord thinks what Robbie ought to do this morning. Amen. I want to see where God wants me at. I can't help what anybody else does, but I can sure help what Robbie does this morning.
Amen.
I can sure help what Robbie does this morning. Lord, things go to look bad. I thought, you know, I go praying. Lord, why is this? Amen. Why is this thing happening? Why is that thing happening? We begin to wonder. Amen. But the Lord says, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Amen. If the Bible says, if there's no chastisement, amen, then are we bastards and not sons? Amen. We don't know the Lord. What that means is we've never known the Lord. Amen. He said, for as many as I know, amen, I love, I rebuke, and I chasten this morning. Amen. The Lord loves us this morning. He corrects us in a way to keep us in the right way. Amen. Because God wants us to do the right thing. Because God wants to bless His children this morning. Amen.
Amen.
God wants to bless His people.
That's right.
How many loves the blessings of the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. I love them this morning. We're blessed by the Lord. And amen. I'm preaching to people that are blessed by God this morning. Amen. Verse 17, the Bible says this morning, amen, it says, now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. Amen. And Jonah was in the belly of the whale, or belly of the fish, it says. Amen. Another place he says a whale. But he said, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and for three nights. Amen. In verse 6 of chapter 2, he said he went down, amen, to the bottoms of the mountains.
Yep.
Amen. Amen. Old Jonah, he just kept running from the Lord. He kept going down. He kept going down. And he kept going down. Amen. He said he went down to the bottoms of the mountains. Boy, I tell you, amen. How many of you have been on the bottom before? He bet.
Oh,
he bet. You ever been on the bottom? I felt like I've been on the bottom, Brother Melvin. He bet. He bet. Lord, one thing about it, when you're in the Lord, he bet. When you're on the bottom, he bet. When you've been on the bottom, his solid rock. I'm glad his solid rock this morning. Something about Jonah here. I probably won't even be able to get through all this today, but I'm going to tell you, he bet. Jonah was running from the Lord, but God had his hand right there with him, even in that bed of the well. Amen. Amen. God was right there with him this morning. He said he went down. Amen. He went down to the bottoms of the mountains of the earth. With her bars was about me forever. Amen. Yet hast thou brought me my life from corruption, O Lord, my God, this morning. Amen. He said, and he spake unto the Lord in verse 10, and to the fish, and it vomited Jonah up upon the dry ground. Amen. I mean, when he is down there in the bottom of the, amen, of the ocean, down there in the bottom of the mountains. Amen. He said, God was with him this morning. He said, my soul fainted within me. He said, I remembered the Lord. In verse 7, he said, amen, my soul fainted within me. I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came unto thee in thy holy temple. He said that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice unto thee with a voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. Amen. Boy, I tell you this morning, when we start out with the Lord, we better hang in there with the Lord this morning. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. When we start out with the Lord, amen, we better hang in there with the Lord. I mean, Marsh, we better hang in there like they say, a hair's in a biscuit. Boy, amen, because it ain't going to do nothing but go good for you when you do.
Yeah.
But when you depart from the Lord, you go down to the bottom of the seas this morning. Amen. You go down this morning. Amen. This morning. Now, verse 17 there, chapter 1. I know I'm jumping around just a little bit here. Amen. But, you know, he said he went down to the belly of the fish. Amen. For 3 days and for three nights. Amen. Of all miracles, amen, that was done. Amen. They say, amen, this is the hardest for men to believe, amen, that Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days and three nights. Amen. That is the hardest for man to believe. Amen. I believe it this morning.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm like one preacher said, I believe that the Lord has said that he's in the belly of the whale watching the color television said, I believe it. The word
amen.
Said it this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I believe it. Lord. I believe him this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, the Lord gave the illustration. Amen. He said this morning, amen, there will be no sign given. But of the prophet Jonah this morning said that Jonah was in. Amen. I mean, for hardest miracles to be people to believe, that being the hardest one. Amen. Jesus said, you had better believe on me this morning. Amen. Folks to believe on the Lord. Amen. He said, as he is in the heart of the earth, amen, the belly of the whale for 3 days and 3 nights, and so shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth for 3 days and 3 nights. Amen. But as Jonah was delivered, amen, so was Jesus delivered this morning. Amen. I'll tell you, we better believe on the Lord. Amen. We better believe on Him. Amen. I like this next verse, amen, here in chapter 3. Amen. And he said, in the word of the Lord, amen. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time.
Amen.
Ain't you glad the Lord's the Lord of second chances this morning?
Amen.
Well, the Lord had to give us a second chance. Amen. Another try again. Amen. Boy, I'll tell you this morning, if you got a amen, if you got a word to tell your neighbor, amen, tell them the Lord loves them and He's willing to help them again this morning. Amen.
Amen.
He's willing to help them again. Amen. He said, Jonah, amen, said the word of the Lord come, amen, to the Jonah the second time. Boy, I'll tell you this morning, I'm glad the Lord, you know, we might be cast down, Brother Eric, amen, yeah, as God's children, amen, and both somebody might be a suffering that was a child of God, but pray for them this morning, because God said, I've not forsaken them this morning. Amen.
Amen.
We might be cast down, but we're not forsaken.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. D.C. Robbins say that makes a wooden Indian shout.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Cast down but not forsaken. Amen. You want your New Year's message? Amen. This is it this morning. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Well, second chance this morning. I'm glad the Lord gives us second chances. I've had more than my second chances. I'm glad the Lord has come to me with the Word of God a second time this morning. Amen. Brother, we might be down and cast down. We might be, amen, the old chastening rod, it might lay out sometimes against us this morning. And God say, you know what? Amen, I don't want you to go that way. That's not the way I prepared for you. I've got a job for you to do. Did you know God's got a job for each one of us to do this morning?
Amen.
Someone said, you know, amen, Brother Robbie, I thought that preaching to Jonah was about preachers. Amen, running from the calling. Amen, it is. Or I thought preaching to Jonah, amen, might be some prophet, amen, that didn't obey the word of the Lord, or maybe some of the disciples. It is. It's also for them that live for the Lord this morning. Because God's got a job for us to do. God didn't call us to not have anything to do, but God's got a job for us to do. And boy, I'm going to tell you something. Amen. When someone's been saved and they go to the presence of the Lord, amen, this morning, you know what happens this morning? Things don't go very well.
That's right.
Amen. The ways of transgressor get hard. Amen. But the chastening of the Lord, you know, the Bible says this morning, the chastening of the Lord, amen, He said, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Amen. It brings us into the wholeness of the Lord. It brings us to the goodness of God. Amen. Wholeness of the Lord, amen, is not how we shout, amen, but it's how we walk with the Lord this morning, amen. In humbleness, amen, how we have fellowship with Him, amen. I'm going to tell you something, amen, we may stumble around, we may blunder around, we may make all kinds of mistakes, amen. I wish sometimes I was like this, or I wish I was like that, but I'm just what I am, Brother Don, and amen, and God loves me just the way I am. He loves you just the way you are. Amen, you may bumble and stumble and jumble around. Amen, but I'll tell you this morning, amen, if we can keep our fellowship with the Lord, that's what God wants. That's what He wants of every one of us this morning.
Amen.
I just want to walk with you. Amen. I want to be able to communicate with you. Amen. Boy, ain't nothing like having fellowship with the Lord. Amen, and knowing that the Lord is there. Amen. All the time this morning. Amen. Next to us this morning. You know, I've done a lot of funerals. Amen. And you get to the end of the way. Amen. Folks can go with them. Amen. As far as they can go with them. But at that point, amen, the Lord is the only one that can go amen, the end of the way this morning. Amen. And one of these days, I was telling my friend Bill up there, my neighbor. I said, Bill, I said, you got people? I said, go with you as far as he can go. I said, but nobody else will go for you. Amen. It comes crossing that river. Amen. I said, the Lord's the only one that can shine you that light across that river. Amen. You need to go with him. Amen. You need to go with him. Amen. And that's what we do. Amen. And I'm glad the Lord, amen, gives a second chance. God give me more than a second chance, brother. He give us more than a second chance. Amen. He give us, amen, third and fourth chances. Come short right here. The Lord gives a change here. Amen. And, but you know what? I worked down at Nissan. Amen. I worked down there. But I enjoyed working down there. You've heard me preach a lot about it. I enjoyed it. I made a lot of friends. Still got friends down there. Amen. And they thought a lot of me. They'd been over backwards. I'd have a funeral to preach or a wedding to preach or a Bible to go to or something. Even section managers take my place, amen, that I can go and do that work for the Lord. That's how much they cared about me. Amen. And they cared about the employee. Amen. And everything. But I see them take, they said, you know, if you're trying, we'll work with you. Oh, boy, that's just the way the Lord is. Yeah. If you're trying, we'll work with you. But if you've got a bad attitude, amen, we don't need you. We need to be a team this morning. Amen. Amen. We need to be a team. I'm going to tell you something about building a car. Amen. I learned a lot about building a car. You know, them things we get in every day, we drive to church, we drive to work, and everywhere else. Them things don't get built unless people agree together to build that thing. I mean, it takes a team to build that car. Amen. Make no mistake about it. They say, if you've got a bad attitude, and I've seen folks that just slow off the line. Amen. That'd be the only hindrance right there. Amen. Everybody had to work together. But there'd be one, amen, that just try to slow walk the line. And it'd slow everything up. And things just wouldn't get done. You go, what's going on? The numbers are not being up. The numbers are not there. What's going up? Somebody's slow walking the line. Then we'll try to find out who's slow walking the line. What's going on? Is there, you know, a problem there or what? Sometimes it was. But a lot of times, amen, it'd be attitude. Amen. Then you don't have to straighten this attitude up. Something to be done. Something's going to get rolled up this morning. Amen. But I see it take one girl, amen, and she tried. I remember as well as anything. And them jobs were hard to do. Most time you didn't learn two or three. And that's all you could do. Is that hard to learn? I see it take 4 months to learn one job. Lord, everybody pitched in, tried to help, do this. And she kept on trying, kept on having a good attitude. She kept on, I mean, she just kept on and working. It took her 4 months to learn to do that one job. They said, you know what, we won't play with you. She's a good employee, she's good work with, she keep doing like some of the other fellas could do. Amen. But she's a good teammate. Amen. And we're going to lay with her this morning. I'm glad no matter how far, amen, we might have a hard time doing what God's called us to do, the job we've got to do. Amen. If we'll try to do our best this morning, God said, I'll add to it. Amen. He said, I'll purge it this morning. Amen. I'll dig about it. I'll put some fertilizer about it. Amen. It might not bring 100-fold. It might bring 30, but it's going to do something. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody say praise the Lord right there.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise God this morning. Boy, I'll tell you, amen, sometimes I feel like I just bring about 10-fold. Amen. But I'll tell you what I want to do is for the glory of God. Amen. I want to do it for the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord this morning. Amen. But I'll tell you today, amen, God will work with us this morning. Amen. He knows where that does. He knows our humanism this morning. Amen. But the Bible said God so loved the world that he gave his son that we might have life. Amen. That we might have it abundantly. That's how much the Lord loves us this morning. I ain't perfect. You ain't either. Amen. We think we're something else. We ain't nothing this morning. Amen. Now what these fellas, they think because they throw a ball, amen, they're too important, amen, not to have a comment. Oh my goodness gracious, amen. You don't know how least important you really are, amen. When it comes down to the end of the way, Brother Bill, amen, all the rich men, all the political men, all the sportsmen, all the famous people, they're going to be all on a level ground, amen, just like me and you are,
amen.
Just like we are this morning.
Amen.
Then they're going to stand before the Lord. The Lord will say, you know what? Is the blood applied? Amen. Have you turned your heart to the Lord? That's what he's going to be looking for this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That's the most important thing. We've got the most important job in the world this morning. Do you know that? Amen.
Yeah.
You as a Christian, amen. Me as a preacher, Brother Eric's a preacher here, and I appreciate him and Melissa so very much, and Sulphur does. We just appreciate one another. We appreciate one another. But we've got the most important job. If I become president and had to leave my ministry to do it, you know what I'd be doing? I'd be stepping down to do that job from where I'm at.
That's right.
Amen. We've got a higher calling. The Bible says we're a royal priesthood.
Mm-hmm.
We're a chosen generation. That's what the Bible says. Amen. Amen. Don't let anybody belittle you in your Christianity and your walk with the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And they'll say, well, you did this. Well, you said that. Oh, you thought something bad. Amen. Boy, I'm glad. Amen. Ain't you glad God don't judge us on the thoughts sometimes? Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. My word. Amen. Someone said, well, I don't have no bad thoughts. You better back up. You wait till somebody does something with your family or something other. You have some bad thoughts. Amen. Somebody come break your house up, steals what you got. You'll have some bad thoughts. You have some mixed emotions. I'm going to tell you. Amen. But the Lord brings every thought to the obedience of Him. Amen. Our heart is hard. But we've got a job to do. Jonah had a job to do. Amen. It was a fierce job. It was a scary job. His job he didn't want. Amen. The Lord calls people to ministry. They know what they're going to be facing. This job they really don't want. Amen. Some folks don't want the job of just doing the Christian duties. Amen. Having the name of a Christian. It's just a job hard to live with this day and time. But it's a job we better do. Amen. Are you with me this morning? Amen.
Amen.
It's a job we better do.
Yeah.
Amen. For the Lord, we've got a job. And we earn wages. Amen. I mean, we earn wages. The Bible says, lay up treasure in heaven. Amen. Where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt. Amen. We'll buy a new car that year and get a new house. And amen. I built a new house over on Vines Ridge. And amen. It already needs a new roof on it. Amen. The paint's got faded on it and everything else. Brother, things get old. But over yonder, amen, it's all going to be good this morning. Amen.
Amen.
It's all going to be good. Neither moth nor rust doth corrupt. Amen. Roses never fade. Amen. He said, lay up treasure in heaven. Amen. We've got a job to do. God don't call us to sit around and be bored. Amen. We've got work to do. And he said, we receive wages. Amen. We bear forth fruit this morning. Praise the Lord. And God is a reasonable God.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, we flee for the Lord. We make mistakes. God said, you know what? Straighten up and I'll give you a second chance. That's the kind of God we serve. Ain't you glad we serve a God like that?
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad we serve a God like that this morning. Why well, love the Lord? Amen. I mean, it just good to be here this evening. I don't know about you, but I feel good in my soul. Amen. Praise the Lord. This old outward body, amen, it fades away. Boy, what's inside of me, I mean, get ready to go.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm ready to live for the Lord. I'm as ready to live for the Lord as I was when I was a young man. Amen. This old body gets hard to drag around sometimes. Amen. But as far as what lies in me, amen, I'm ready to live for the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
The Lord. Amen. I'm ready to draw near to the Lord. Amen. Well, don't get old. Praise the Lord. His old body gets old, but that never gets old this morning. Praise the Lord. I better quit. Amen. I'll go on. I'll run on all morning long. Praise the Lord. You happy and you know it, say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I ain't going to have you stomp your feet this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I love you this morning. Amen. Love you this morning. Amen. Let's bow our heads and amen. Go forward in prayer. I want you, amen, to follow the Lord this morning. Lord, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for your goodness, Lord, and for loving us, God. And even, Lord, when we come so short sometimes, Lord, and we just thank you this morning that your grace is unfailing, Lord, and it's sufficient for each one of us, Lord. And God, we just pray right now that you'd help us to abide in our callings and help us to abide in you, Lord, and to abide in the works that you've given, God. Help us, Lord, to encourage one another and sharpen one another and provoke one another, Lord, to these good works, God, that we may go for you, Lord. We may see souls saved and things added for the kingdom of God this morning. We pray these things. We ask them right now in the name of Jesus. Everybody said amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's stand this morning. Amen. I need Brother Donald, you would come give us a song. Amen. We're into a new year. Folks, let's make a joyful noise this morning. Let's sing like we mean it. Amen. I mean, we're near home. Amen. I mean, there's things going on, trouble all about us. I mean, the ways of this story. But boy, it's good to be in the Lord. Amen. There's safety in the Lord. God calmed the raging seas this morning. Praise the Lord. He is our deliverer. Let's make a joyful noise this morning to the Lord to sing today. Amen. Let God have his way. And this altar is open. Amen. I don't know your heart. You're here this morning. And you don't know the Lord. Amen. Maybe you've never made that decision. Amen. Time's running out. Time is short. Lord, it'll be the best decision you ever made. Amen. But you got to come. You got to ask this morning. Search your heart.
Praise the Lord. I was saved in sin. Far from the peace of the shore. Amen.
Yeah.